Thank you for coming, ladies and gentlemen. And assorted creatures.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, what's going on?
Quiet, everyone. English Chick has the floor.
I do wish you wouldn't call me that.
All right, listen up, everyone. Our very own Katie Daynett has just received news of an upcoming voice project, and it's up to us to choose a voice for her.
Woohoo! Go, Katie!
Great. Another voiceover project. Why do we even torture ourselves with these trivial acting matters? We should be devoting our time to political impersonations and world domination.
Whoopee! Another project! Let me do it!
No. Me. Me. You did it last time.
Just because you think you sound cool doesn't mean they need a dude for the part. They probably need someone more distinguished.
Well, we don't know that. The client might need an older actor with a little bit more experience under his belt.
They probably want someone who has good diction like me.
Come on, everyone. Stop bickering. We'll conclude this matter the same way we have always helped Katie.
You mean we get to play rock, paper, scissors again?
That was an isolated incident. You each know that we have done well to choose a chairman of the voice to determine who will lead the voiceover work.
Well, then who's it gonna be, Toots?
Well, I was chairman last time, and Chicken the time before.
I would, like, so be a shoo-in if this was, like, based on good look.
Yeah, or blondie jokes.
Hey, I'd like to throw my hat in the ring, or, whatever. I'd like to be chairman.
You can't even tie your shoes. It should be my turn.
Yes, I can. I just happen to prefer Velcro. It's, more stylish.
You fools. It should obviously be me. You always pick the one that's cute and annoying, like the chipmunk voice or the newscaster.
Hey, Bird. Watch it.
Nobody ever gives any respect to my efforts toward supporting Katie or world domination plans. By the way, when's lunch?
Good one. Like we get lunch. Like they even feed us in here. They treat us like animals.
Hell!
No! It's my turn. Whoa, what are you doing here? You can't be in charge. You only show up once a year.
Well, my schedule might let up a bit. It's not my fault that I burn everything that I put into my kettle. Too much smoke inhalation. But it gives me more character, don't you think?
Sorry I'm late, everyone. I know, I called this meeting, but I had some details to hammer out with the director of the next project.
Good timing, Katie. We were just about to pick a voice for the next project.
Oh, wait a minute. How are you going to pick a voice without me? You don't even know what the production is about yet.
You know, guys, that's probably a good thing to know.
All right then, dearie. Tell us what you've got, and we'll take it from there.
Well, don't you think we should let them decide? I was thinking we'd make a demo disc.
Nice thinking, bub.
Well, that's a great idea. I'm surprised I didn't think of it.
How long is this going to take? I have dinner plans with Dr. Claw as we go over some detonation plans and a family reunion.
Super idea! I like it! Tell them I can sing too, unlike the rest of you.
And
And Katie Daynard brings us another news-topping idea, letting producers pick the characters and voices for their projects.
Whoa, totally gnarly! That rocks! Go, Katie!
Wonderful. What if we were to get us all together and write up a script, and then thanks for listening to my... Ahem. She means our voice.
Voices!
Demo disc. All these characters and more are available for your next project.
Ahem. Except for me, dear. I may have some apples that I need to poison.
Please visit me at my website at
www.katiedaynard.com. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.